welcome to another broadcast of the Pamela Follin Show on the Artist First Radio Network. All past shows are available in podcast form. You can find them at artistfirst.com. She's the author of 9 books, a cat and dog expert, and the host of this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Pamela Follin.
Hi, everybody. I'm glad you're with me tonight, whether you're listening live or listening on the archive. I'm happy to be with you. And for those of you listening on the archive, so you remember, we are doing a lot of social distancing and sheltering in place. So I'm really excited to feel connected to everyone that I'm talking to tonight and get to be with you through the internet radio waves. So I'm super excited, like always. I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, pets. But for those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, let me tell you a little bit about myself. Again, I'm Pamela Follin, and I'm an author of 2 different children's book series, Megan's World and Sunny the Wonder Dog. And all my inspiration for my book series comes from my pets. I found an abandoned litter of one-day-old kittens almost 7 years ago. I know, I can't believe it's almost been 7 years. And I bottle raised them, and that was such an incredible experience that that is what led me to start writing the Megan's World book, teaching young readers about pet care through the ultimate task of having to bottle raise kittens. And then 13-year-old Megan also learns about pet sitting for other people's pets and starts working with a local veterinarian. So it's a real fun book to be able to work with in book series to be able to continue writing here. While I can't do much else, so I've been throwing myself into writing and cleaning the house or anything else I can find to keep myself busy. And the other book series I have is Sunny the Wonder Dog, a picture book series that's based on my real-life dog. Sunny was such an incredibly smart dog. I had to find a way to creatively explain his intelligence. And, of course, he had to be an alien from outer space. So Sunny the Wonder Dog book series introduces you to Sunny, an alien in disguise, as he comes to live on Earth with 7-year-old Pamela and learn to be a dog in the first book, Sunny from Outer Space. And he starts revealing a little bit more of how smart he is in my newest book, Sunny's Talent, that just came out this month and is showing Pamela how smart he really is, because he's helping Pamela as she's doing her homework as she starts second grade. So anyway, I've been a pet lover for a long, long time. I've been writing and journaling almost my entire life. And so this is my passion. This is my love. And I'm super excited again to be here with you tonight. And I have a special guest with me tonight. I have Carol Hong from Spay Neuter Network with me. So she's going to join me in our conversation about pets. How are you, Carol?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having Spay Neuter Network on with you, Pamela.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for being on the show. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Have you always had pets, or did you grow up with pets?
Yeah, I grew up with dogs, and I've certainly taken cats in on occasion. I've never kept or raised a cat, but I grew up with Pekingese, Dalmatian, and then a rescue, little scruffy rescue dog named Ruffles. And now I have a rescue lab named Scooby.
Aw, how cute.
Yeah, I mean, they are just, I mean, the rescue pets I've had have just been great. And I certainly believe in somehow that they just are more grateful and loyal, you know, than ever. So.
Oh, for sure. And they become family so quickly, don't they?
Yeah, they really do.
Are you able to foster them, or do you rescue and just keep them?
Oh, no, I adopt rescues. You know, I don't have anything against purebreds or anything like that, but there's just so many animals out there who don't have homes. I got involved because when my husband and I first moved back home to Texas, five, six, 7 years ago, we found a little stray puppy covered in fleas 4 days after we moved here. And then within a couple weeks, there were more strays. And throughout the summer, I just didn't realize just how many homeless animals there are. And it's hard to see them on the street. Some have just given birth to babies. Others are clearly have a broken leg. They all look kind of scared. So I wanted to find some other way of helping animals in a bigger way rather than just rescuing one animal at a time. I thought there had to be some kind of solution where we could like mitigate the impact of people just churning out animals and, you know, breeding them and, you know, discarding them or dumping them. And so I got led to Spay Neuter Network, and my first one of my first meetings with Bonnie Hill, the founder, one of the founders, she was telling me about how Spay Neuter Network, the whole mission is to help to go into these neighborhoods where there are, you know, people, pet owners who may love their animals, but they don't have enough money to afford basic veterinary care. So we help them provide spaying, neutering, vaccines, and microchips so that these animals stay at home, they're healthy, they're not running around sick, and then so that all pet owners have the ability to care responsibly for their pets regardless of their income. So last year we, on an average year, we spay, neuter, vaccinate, or microchip over 50,000 pets a year. And last year, 80% of the surgeries we performed were free of charge. So this really allows us to reach those people who really can't afford to see a veterinarian. And they may love their animals just as much as we do, but, you know, it might be hard for them. They're struggling. Or there's many who live too far from a veterinarian. So it's been really great to be part of an organization that is kind of on the ground helping these pet owners. And we work with shelters, we work with rescue groups. And the other component I really like is that we are actively trying to shape the next generation of animal lovers. So there's a program that we've developed. Our certified humane education instructor, she's in public schools, teaching kids kindergarten to fifth grade, starting at a very early age, how to be responsible and compassionate with their pets. And some of these kids live in neighborhoods where loose dogs have come onto the playground, they've harassed these kids as they're walking to school. So the other component of that is just pet safety. How do you behave around a loose animal? So I like how Spay Neuter Network is actively on the ground helping pet owners, but also looking towards the future to shape the next generation, help people understand that animals are not a disposable commodity. You get tired of one dog, dump it, and get another one. They're living creatures that are really bring so much to our lives.
Oh, they do. That's such a great mission and so many great services that you offer. Remind me when Spay Neuter Network began?
Spay Neuter Network began, I think, in the late 90s. It actually started off as a, just a volunteer team. I mean, the story, I don't, do you want to hear the whole story, how it started, or is that too much?
Sure. No.
So Bonnie had a ranch, and within 1 year, she found 41 dogs dumped on her property. And so she was going to open a shelter. And she started talking to other shelters to see how you go about that, what she needs in place. And everyone told her the same thing. It's like, if you have a shelter, it doesn't matter how big your shelter is. At some point, you're going to run out of room, and you're not going to be able to take more dogs. So either you have to decide to euthanize the ones that you have, the ones that are not adoptable, or you just cut it off. You don't take any more dogs. So she was kind of, it was like a sobering reality for her. She didn't. I guess she wasn't fully aware of it or something, but she thought about it, and she thought, what's the other alternative? Like, what's another way I can help pets and, you know, loose dogs and cats on the ground? And so what she and a bunch of volunteers did, who I think, I don't know the whole board, you know, if they were started at the early days, but there's a group that came together, and they brought a veterinarian into Kaufman County, Texas, one day a week to spay and neuter pets for free. And from that one day a week, it evolved to 2 days a week and then 3 days a week. And, you know, fast forward over 15 years later, there are now a stationary clinic in Crandall, Texas, and one in Fort Worth, transport vans where we go out to the, you know, rural countryside and bring pets in, and shelter, work with outlying shelters in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. and a mobile hospital, a 40-foot mobile hospital that will go in these areas too. So that's kind of how we started.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's so good of all the great opportunities you're given for pet parents that can't really afford to, you know, take care or give their pets the vaccines and spaying and neutering and all the veterinary medicine that the pets require. How can local Texans find out where these vets and vet clinics and spay-neuter clinics are going to be?
They can go online. It's spayneuternet.org. So it's spay, S-P-A-Y, neuter, N-E-U-T-E-R, net, N-E-T.org. It's spayneuternet.org, and that's our website. And on our website, there's a map of all the service areas. There's an information on how to donate, how to get involved, a phone number to call. And so really our website is the best way. We also have a Facebook page. So if you go onto Facebook and look for Spay Neuter Network, Crandall, Texas, or Fort Worth, you can get, you can find what's going on. Because the Facebook page is pretty active, and we usually post our latest vaccine clinics, our latest, spay neuter clinics on the Facebook site as well.
And you work with or know of any other clinics outside of Texas that are doing something similar to you, or are you one of a kind with Spay Neuter Network?
There are other groups that do spay neuter that, you know, work with helping animals get spayed and neutered. I think there are a lot of them. Now, I don't know the structure of how those other organizations are organized, but I do know that with us, the focus truly is on those communities that are – I've learned so much, Pamela. I mean, there we work in 15 Texas counties. We've worked overseas in Saipan. We've worked in Puerto Rico where, you know, I don't know if you remember the hurricane. It just leveled everything. And the dogs, in the years since, there's over 1 million unowned cats there. I don't remember the number of dogs off the top of my head, but what's interesting for me about Spay Neuter Network is there's a really focused concentration on the places that have problems with a lot of pets who are that are unwanted and that don't have a lot of resources to get to them. So there may be small rural communities that are like that, and we will go anywhere we can get funding for. So, a group in Guam, you know, out in the Pacific flew a team from Spay and Neuter Network out there to help with their loose dog population because apparently some people, there are so many that people were starting to shoot them. So we hear about that, and if a donor hears about it and they want us to be on the ground, as long as there's funding, we can assemble a team in place. I mean, there's definitely an experienced team that does disaster response. So I just like that, you know, I don't know the other spay neuter groups, but I certainly know with us, we are trying to be in the neighborhoods where the need is the greatest.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I'm so happy that we met. And just for the listeners here, Carol and I met at a Mesquite Cat Show back in December of last year. And we both have such a love of animals and such a similar drive to help anything and every animal and every person that we just immediately hit it off and became friends and have been working at several similar or what am I trying to say? I just lost my train of thought. Sorry, guys. It'll come to me. Several events we have in common here in the coming months if we can get back to not being socially distant. And but I've really, really enjoyed getting to know Carol and Spay Neuter Network the last couple of months. And just to put in perspective everything that Carol has been talking about the importance of spaying and neutering your pets, this one fact I learned back when I was writing Megan's Challenge, the fifth book in my Megan's World series, because that's where she's learning about spaying and neutering pets from the local veterinarian. And this fact stuck with me. And this kind of just puts what you've been talking about, Carol, in perspective. one female cat that is not spayed, do you know how many cats on average she will produce in the 7-year time frame? That one female cat will then suddenly multiply into over 100 cats in 7 years. So it doesn't
take crazy.
Long. It does not take long at all, because cats have an average of four to six kittens twice a year at least. So
yeah, go ahead.
That's why it's so important to spay and neuter your pets. So what were you going to say, Kendra?
Well, I agree with you entirely, and you've been so kind to us, Pamela, and so enthusiastic about jumping in and coming up with various fundraising ideas for us, because we are a nonprofit, and it's completely dependent on grants and donations. We just got somebody step forward and wants to help us with more feral cats. We have a woman who has been using spay neuter networks. Apparently, her neighborhood, it's a community in Texas, Balch Springs, and she's trapped over 200 feral cats over the past 2 years, and she's been able to get them spayed and neutered for free through spayed and neutered networks just by watching when we have funding to do free surgeries. And so we have a donor who stepped forward, and the donor wants to give us $40,000, I believe, for feral cats specifically, if we can raise that much by May 2nd. And so what's interesting is, and Bonnie and many other people on the team are very devoted to feral cats, because there's just no, unlike an unknown cat, an old cat that might be fed or a shelter cat, these cats, they're just on the streets. And life, believe it or not, as independent as they are when they grow up, they start off very vulnerable. It's very hard on a nursing mother or a kitten to survive. So we're excited about this this match, and if people can make a donation to us before May 2nd, it'll help us get the full amount. But it is a difficult time because there's so much going on right now.
Oh, for sure. I wonder if you can get that extended, like everything else is being extended, for May 2nd. I hope we're up and running again by May 2nd. But
me too.
Actually, I hope we're up and running again by April 3rd, which is what they're telling us. But I'm too used to being around people, and I love being around people. I love hugging and talking to my friends and my family. So this whole shelter-in-place thing is just really getting to me after a while.
It is really tough.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not particularly fond of it, but that might just be me. But tell us more about what Spay Neuter Network does in the schools.
So in the schools, it's a developed program, and they work with teachers. It's a certified humane education instructor, and we, I think, received some funding to launch this program, and we're doing it in Fort Worth, grades K through 5. I don't know how often we're there, but I do know that the goal, from what I understand, was to reach at least 5,000 kids the first year of the program. And I believe we reached over 5,100 within the first semester of school, the first half of school year. So I have not been out on the ground at the schools myself, but I know that the goal is to work with public school kids. Again, they're in an area where they have been harassed by loose dogs, and they've come onto the playground or bothered the kids as they've walked to school. And the goal is like kind of a dual thing, which is, number one, help the kids stay safe around them. And then number two, help them understand why the way to prevent future shelter deaths is by getting today's animals spayed and neutered. And I think every child goes home with a voucher that allows them to get a pet at home spayed and neutered for free, which comes with rabies shots and microchipping.
Wow, that's fantastic and such a good message. I know especially it can be traumatizing when you're talking about the young the dogs being loose in the areas around the playground. That can be traumatizing if a child gets approached by a strange dog in an unusual setting. So such a good message you're trying to teach these kids, and hopefully giving them a really positive take on pets where they might not have had one before.
Yeah, I think kids, you know, can get scared by a dog early on, and they grow up and never want to have enough to do it with another dog again. But if you teach them that these animals, you know, if you teach them a way to appropriate way to be and a safe way to behave around them, they probably grow up into animal lovers. Most kids who have no fear of an animal love them. So this is, I have wanted to join our humane education instructor on a school trip, but I just haven't had the time to do that. So, but it is, you know, I appreciate the chance to talk to you about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I know your hands have been full with the Bone Hunt event and how you've morphed that since it's now been canceled due to the shelter-in-place steps that we're under right now. And we're going to take a short commercial break, but when we come back, Carol and I will continue talking about how she's changed the Bone Hunt event into something you can do with your dog in your house. So thank you for listening to the Pamela Folland Show. We'll be right back.
As a Reaper is the story of 5-year-old Christopher Aaron and his life-changing struggle with leukemia. Winner of both the Indy Bragg Medallion as well as the Reader's Favorite Silver Medal for Memoir, There Is a Reaper has more than 100 Amazon book reviews and a 5-star rating. It has been described as life-changing, spiritual, a must-read. Just released on Audible and iTunes, this memoir is also available in paperback and on Amazon Kindle for only 99 cents. Get your copy of this life-changing memoir today.
Get ready, Jade. I've got a surprise adventure you're going to love.
Really?
We're going to swim with Sally the Tiger Cub. Even get a photo with her that you can share with all your friends.
I don't want to go, Mom.
You feel all right, Jade? I thought you'd love this.
I'm okay, but I feel terrible for those poor tiger cubs. Did you know that they're stolen from their mothers the day they're born?
What?
Yeah. How'd you feel if someone kidnapped me at birth?
Well...
And when the cubs do normal things like nip and paw, they're punished so they'll sit still for photos. And how would you feel if you were a baby and they pushed you into a deep pool to swim for your life?
I never thought about it that way.
And when they get too big to pet, they end up being imprisoned in tiny cages.
Where'd you learn all that?
From StopBigCatAbuse.com.
Studies show that children who learn compassion for animals show more compassion for humans. So teach your children well. Learn more at StopBigCatAbuse.com.
Brought to you by Mistech. Welcome to the future. Go to Mistech.net for the full story, but in the meantime, stop thinking about leveling up and just get some Mistech. People all around the world share their experience and love how they feel after putting it on. We offer a 30-day money-back guarantee along with a lifetime warranty. WTF? What the frequency? Find out today at Mistech.net.
Listening to the Pamela Folland Show on the Artist First Radio Network. We welcome your questions and comments. Hit us up at dj@artistfirst.com. Back to your host, Pamela Folland.
Because none of the media places ever give the same number, I can watch 4 different news channels and get 4 different numbers. And every website has a different number. I'm kind of like, okay, I just want to be able to talk to one person that knows somebody that has coronavirus.
I know somebody through someone who's been tested positive.
Okay, well, there we go. Now I know.
Yes, it's scary. Like, it's scary to say this person's like 6 degrees of separation, because it's like, you know, and they say for every, you know, 50% to 2/3 of the population show no symptoms, so they don't get tested. So with the testing, you're only identifying those who show symptoms. There could be people walking around spreading it who don't have any symptoms. So until we get the testing kits in place, you know, then we kind of just have to lay low.
Yep. And we should be coming back. How many more minutes, man?
Actually, we've been back for about a minute, and we were enjoying your conversation.
Okay, well, there you go. You got to see behind-the-scenes talk as we were talking on commercial break. So welcome back, everybody, to the Pamela Folan Show, and we'll quit talking about coronavirus, and we'll get back to my favorite topic, Carol's favorite topic, pets. And Carol and Spay Neuter Network, we're putting on a fantastic bone hunt Easter event for the dogs and their pet parents out at Flagpole Theater here in Dallas. But it has since been canceled because of shelter in place and the coronavirus. So, Carol, tell us how you've changed this event into something that pet parents can do at home with their dogs.
So we, every year, we have 1,000 handmade dog treats from Empire Baking donated to us. We have salmon skin jerky treats that a really great seafood restaurant in Dallas makes for us. So they take the salmon skins, they put them in the oven, they bake them. And then we have, this year we're going to get 500 toys donated from Metropaws Animal Hospital. So all of this obviously was in place and we're putting the pieces together when we got the shelter in place. Saying that it's really dangerous for people to be wandering around and, you know, spreading germ, they're, you know, potentially spreading the virus. So we're now putting all the toys and treats that we got, well, not all of them, some of them, as many as we can fit in, into a little package, an Easter package that people can go to our website and order online for $20. So it'll have some of the biscuits that Empire Baking is making for us, the salmon skin jerky that 21 Seafood Joint is making for us, some Spay Neuter Network goodies in there, some Red Paw Dog Food Company has donated some dog food samples for us as well that'll go in, and our fantastic sponsors who came through this year, and some of them are really struggling. The pet sitters, I mean, people are at home. They don't need pet sitters, and these are small businesses that are trying to make it through this crisis like so many others are. And they stood by us. So, you know, if we can get their name out there and get people to click on their websites and support them in any way that they can, that would be really great. We want to accomplish that just as much as providing a really fun Easter package for people to have at home so they can have an Easter staycation with their pets, a backyard bone hunt with their own dog, or an indoor bone hunt with their cat, because the salmon skin jerky treats, you know, cats love them as well. So that's kind of what we're doing.
Well, that's fantastic. And I saw something on your Facebook that is there a raffle or is there something else that they can be entered to win by ordering these bone hunt boxes?
Yeah, so you don't need to buy a bone hunt box to enter the raffle, but we had collected some prizes for the live event and we were gonna raffle off $179 Sleepy Pod mobile pet carrier. The Corinthian Sailing Club on White Rock Lake they're donating a sailing lesson or trip for two on White Rock Lake, which is really fun. And we have some other prizes. Earth Rated has given us a prize. I can't remember all of them off the top of our head, but everyone who buys a box is just going to stick their name in the drawing and pull them out. And so I don't know. You know, I don't know how it works for your listeners outside of the state of Texas, you know, in terms of shipping, because a regional business is kind of like a local event. But we're going to pull the names and then, you know, award the raffle prizes we have to until we don't have any left.
Well, that's pretty good. So, again, go to spayneuternetwork.org to get a bone hunt Easter box for your pets, and how long are you leaving that open for people to order?
Well, they should get them now if they want them, because things are very fluid, as you can probably know, depending on where you are, like with this coronavirus. So we have 60 boxes ordered already, and if people want more, I would say, you know, please try to do it before the end of the week so that we have a chance to, you know, we're going to try to fill as many as we can. We originally had planned for, you know, up to 250 at that live event. So we'll just, you know, the sooner the better, essentially.
Absolutely. We want to make sure those puppies and kitties get their box before Easter. That's going to be sneaking up on us fast here. It's, what is it, April 12th this year, I think?
Easter is, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think it's April 12th. That's hard to believe because I've kind of lost track of days here. But what a great event. What a great way of turning a canceled event into something really positive, something really fun for pet parents to do with their pets.
Yeah, it's really cute. You can see a video of the bone hunts for the last couple of years on our website, spayneuternet.org. And there's, I think Facebook even has a video, but it's pretty, it's definitely cute. Like the dogs are sniffing around. Some of them are dressed in costumes. They're looking for treats. Some of them pick up a toy. So the video is hilarious.
It is. I watched it off of the website. It is totally cute. Just makes me think of all the great ways you can entertain your pets. While you are stuck at home, there's ways to entertain not only the pets, but the pet parents, because those little videos of the dogs sniffing for the treats, that can be done anywhere.
Right, right.
I mean,
and the great thing with the boxes is, like, it, I mean, it really all goes to helping our clinics spay, neuter, vaccinate, and microchip animals in the neediest community. So it's really, truly a fundraiser. You get something fun for your dog, but the true purpose is to go ahead and supporting the clinics. And definitely as this coronavirus moves through the country and we get past it, it's a bit of a crisis in terms of making sure our animals are not forgotten, along with the great attention that we need to give to humans and medical staff and first responders as well.
Oh, absolutely. And their animals become family, so you have to take care of them just like you would take care of anybody else in your household. And I'm sure they're getting cabin fever to some degree as well.
Yeah.
But it'll be over soon enough, and then we can laugh at all the crazy stories we got. Who knows? I might write a shelter-in-place book one day.
I think that's a great idea. One of our bone hunt, there's three women who helped us run it. One of them taught her dog how to ring a bell. She was teaching him a new trick. So he knows when he dings a bell, he gets a treat. So there's things to keep yourself entertained with your pet at home, for sure.
Oh, for sure. And getting the new treats and new toys in the bone hunt kit would be a great way. Because you said there's a treat in there that cats can eat, too?
Yeah, it's a salmon skin jerky treat. And maybe I could even, I mean, would it be okay if I just, like, kind of told you our sponsors, like, give them a shout-out on the page,
Sure.
This year it's Move Solutions. They were going to be our presenting sponsor, even though there's not a live event. And they help with like office moving and storage. It's Move Solutions based in Dallas. And then every year, Empire Baking Company on Lover's Lane makes all the treats that we need for the event. And then this year, as I said, we had Metropaws is going to donate toys. We have Park City's Pet Sitter also in Dallas. Holt Veterinary Clinic in Dallas. Doggy Den Dallas, that's near White Rock Lake, actually. We have WikiWags, Legacy Consulting Group, Smart Dog Dallas, Pet Love Mobile Grooming, MWI Animal Health, American National Bank, Invisible Fence, and Red Sun Landscapes is another sponsor that has come every year. So those are just a few of them, and I really am just so grateful for, you know, your help and their help every year.
So can people see the sponsors on your website, I'm assuming?
Yeah, if they go to spayneuternet.org and click on our website and the I think at the top, we still have our Easter box ad on there. If they click on that, if they click on 2020 Easter Bone Hunt, the picture with the dog and the kitty surrounded by eggs, If they click on that, it'll take them to a page, and this page will explain the Easter staycation packages. It'll show Move Solutions and all the other sponsors that have been mentioned and their logos. And if you click on any of the sponsor logos, it'll take you directly to their website. Oh, I forgot to mention Red Paw, Munster Milling, and then Dallas Animal Services. They do this every year. They bring dogs that are available for adoption to the Easter bone hunt, hoping that somebody else will take home an extra dog with them. So we want, you know, unfortunately that's been canceled, but you know, we work with Dallas Animal Services so that as many of their animals can find homes as well.
That's fantastic. And I know you read a lot of businesses, but people can go to the website, and I'll be going to the website because I love supporting any and every business I know of that really loves animals and does these type of fundraising events with local shelters, because I know just like Spay Neuter Network does so much to help people get their pets vaccinated and spayed or neutered for free or low cost. It's such a good cause, and pets are something that's near and dear to my heart. I just absolutely love all of them. So I'll be going back to really read into all those sponsors that you had for the bone hunt this year. That's wonderful.
And then they include you, Pamela. So you are one of our sponsors as well. And I'm, you know, again, we have your website over there along. And it just means a lot to us for the help that you've given us and all the other sponsors. It's been great.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and something else I'm doing, kind of like how you've kind of changed the bone hunt around, I just put up on my blog, and my website is PamelaFolan.com, and then my blog page is PamelaFolan.com/blog, and I put up a purchase book link for all of my different books on my blog page, where you can purchase my Megan's World or Sunny the Wonder Dog books directly from my blog page, and they will come directly from me. They won't come from Amazon this way. That way I can, you know, personalize them and find each and every one that I ship out. So if you were wanting to come see me at one of these local events like Bone Hunt or another event that I have scheduled and have had to cancel or reschedule in the next couple of weeks, go to PamelaFolan.com/blog, and you can order a book directly from me. So isn't it amazing how we just kind of change and keep going with every new turn that life gives us? I mean, we've all kind of changed what we were doing, all because of coronavirus and shelter in place.
Yeah. Well, your books are so adorable, and the great thing is it seems like, you know, it's like give something, you know, for kids to do at home. And learn, you know, keep learning active while they're stuck at home.
Oh, absolutely. Keep them from, you know, keep their minds active, keep them off of the TV and video games, doing something good and learning at the same time, learning about pet care. It's amazing how many different things I've come up with in the last week just to keep my own pets entertained. Have you found you've had to change up how you entertain your dog?
Unfortunately, my dog is elderly, and she was actually very sick the last couple of the last 12 hours. Came back from the vet. Yeah, so she's elderly. She's partially deaf at this point, but she still loves to eat, and she still likes to smell and bark at cats. So the vet gave her, by the way, our vet's Holt Veterinary. The vet gave her some antibiotics, and hopefully she'll be well. But, you know, when you're 15 and you're a dog, you don't need that much entertainment. Like, her bed is the best entertainment we can give her.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, I sure hope she's feeling better. I've got the other end of the spectrum. I've got a 4-year-old Shih Tzu mix dog that still acts like a puppy and having to come up with new ways to entertain him and the cats all the time. So that Easter box, I don't know if other people's pets are like mine. They're like the box as much as they like the stuff inside.
Yeah, I mean, it's like just because we're kind of have this national crisis or international crisis at this point doesn't mean you can't celebrate Easter in some way. And again, you know, it's we're not really, you know, making that much in donations off each box. It's a little bit, but it really does. It still helps us, and it's a way to get something out to pets and continue to support Spay Neuter Network in some small way.
Absolutely. And tell people where they can go to donate or order the Easter box again.
It's spayneuternet.org.
Spayneuternet.org. If you want to order an Easter box for your pets and your household, you can do that there. And if you're listening to the radio show on archives, you can certainly go to spayneuternet.org to make a donation and help them in all their great causes of providing low-cost vaccination and veterinary services to people in the DFW area here in Texas. Carol, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Pamela. I really appreciate it.
Was there anything else you wanted to tell the listeners that I might have missed, might have not asked you tonight?
I mean, really just everyone be safe, shelter in place if you can, stop the spread of this thing. And, you know, our fear, it doesn't mean we can't be active online, you know, so making a donation online, we're, you know, hopefully this feral cat match that we have, we can make it by May 2nd. And if people have $5 or $2, whatever they can send in to help us reach that match, I'm a little bit concerned that with this crisis, all the animals, all the progress we've made in trying to limit the number of shelter animals that are born in these communities. Maybe we don't want to fall too far behind. So we're trying to keep up the work during this time as well. And so any donation is greatly, greatly appreciated.
And again, you can do that at spayneuternet.org. Okay, well, thank you so much for listening to the Pamela Folan Show tonight. I've enjoyed being with you, feeling connected to you through the internet radio wave. And I'll talk to you on fourth Monday of next month. Thank you again, Carol, for being on the show. Everybody stay safe and have a great night.
Thank you, Pamela.